Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back to Golf in the Northwest. Ryan Buckley filling in for Swag, still alongside Harold Bluestein this week. And Harold has drummed up for us once again another guest. And today we are going to talk with Brian Newman of Orange Whips Golf and Orange Whips Golf Fitness. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good morning. I am good. How are y'all doing out there on the West Coast?
We are excellent. It's a little bit wet out here, so might need some covered driving ranges or golf umbrellas out there today. But just to get things started with you, Brian, tell me a little bit about your role with Orange Whip Golf and what you guys are doing right now.
Yeah, of course. So I've been a teaching pro, a club pro for a long time and was at a club in the mountains in North Carolina and developed a program called Golf Fitness X. With my personal training background that developed coordination and fitness at the same time to make players better. The owner of Orange Whip and I, Jim Hackenberg, got randomly paired in a PGA section event, like didn't know each other at all. And by the end of 18 holes, it was like, hey, you have products and hey, you have a program. And here we sit now. I've come on full time, resigned from my job in North Carolina. And what I do is I develop products that are specifically based around improving body movements using the Orange Whip tools, and then taking those tools that have already been around, the Orange Whip, the putter, the wedge, things like that. We utilize those with our workout programs and our instructional programs, and what makes those unique and my role is blending golf instruction and fitness, where not only are we going to make you learn a tip, right, or your basic coordination style lesson, but we're also going to make your body be able to do that as well. So that's what I do, and develop content for that with the videos online with our online membership.
So Brian, we've got a situation where a lot of golfers out there want an instant success. Working out is something they, well, maybe I'll do a little bit in the winter. How do we convince them that physical training specific to golf will make the game a lot more enjoyable?
Yeah, no question. So what the for the body to be able to take the things you're working on the range, right? And what I refer to those fast people want those fast results. I call that a swing thought lesson, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody just wants that magical elixir, right? That magical swing thought. So what we did is, with that in mind, you know, we still had to, in 60 minutes during a golf lesson, we still had to create a product that changed somebody's ball flight. And it didn't scare them by saying, hey, here's a kettlebell, here's a med ball, go exercise. So the importance of it is huge. Your body can't take the movements you're trying to do and create that coordination that quickly, number one. Number two, if your body's not capable, it's going to be even harder, right? So at the end of the day, you know, it doesn't matter if you're limited from a body standpoint or limited from a coordination side, you just can't do it. So the importance of the training those movements with the proper technique, which is, you know, what we've developed over, you know, a long, long time, is super key. So it's going to, I call it, you know, I beat balls on the range as a college, you know, athlete for days and days and days and months and, you know, however long it took, versus if I would have known what I know now and the movement training style that we use, we call it functional golf swing training, how much faster we can make changes in the gym. And look at Bryson, for example, the first place he turned to improve, to become a dominant player was the gym. So again, training movement in the right setting, which isn't on the range sometimes, is super key.
Brian Newman with Orange Whip Golf. And what are you trying to develop? Flexibility, hand speed, physical strength like Bryson DeChambeau? What's the purpose of your training program?
Sure. So it is to develop all of those things to a certain level. Our goal is to make the golfer as efficient as possible. So what that would be is we want to make you put the club somewhere that would be more efficient. We want to make you turn. We want to make you tilt, right? Your posture. We want to make you be able to transfer your weight. So to do that, we would call that coordination patterns. And then pairing those, we also, to allow you to do those better, right? Think of why a tour player is so good. Their body is able to do the movement, and they also have trained to do it properly. So what we want to do is make that athlete as efficient as possible. And to do that, we need to bring up just all those things you said. We need to get flexibility to a certain level. We need to get strength to a certain level. And no matter where you are on the spectrum of those flexibility, strength, and things like that, we're going to start to bring those levels up. And as we do that, we're going to bring those coordination patterns along with it so that you can instantly put them into your golf swing. So again, we want to make the athlete, I call it, I talk about it on PGA Tour Radio, we call them, we're going to turn you maybe not into a racehorse, but we're going to turn you into a racing mule. So we're going to make you move as good as you can. And then if you stick to it and, you know, go through standard, you know, routines for a period of time, you're going to have those things really stick in the long term.
Hey, Brian, so I'm looking at some of the golf fitness stuff that you guys do, and I see that you've got these swing workouts of the day. And I know that obviously improving your golf fitness is going to be focusing on making sure your body is able to do the things you want to be able to do with your golf swing. But what can some kind of individualized and specific workouts do for you? And then what are the kind of areas or muscle groups or fitness specific directions that you want to be focusing on that you think can really help a golfer swing the most?
Yeah, absolutely. So the swing workout of the day, we focus on our five swing skills, we call it. So that's posture. So, you know, keeping your head down or staying in your posture during your backswing. Rotation, segmentation. So your ability to turn your upper body while your lower body turns a different way. Weight shifts and balance and swing plane. Okay, so the swing workout of the day rotates through those five areas. And what those workouts do is they teach you how to perform those swing skills during the golf swing itself. So let's say the swing workout of the day was a rotation workout. So what we're going to do is we're going to train you to turn during the backswing, impact, and finish to as efficiently or as well as we can get you towards the best players in the world. So what we're going to train during that workout is I want to see your hips turn to, you know, make a nice turn in the backswing. And we cue this, right? So we're telling you, hey, we want to see that belt buckle, or we want to see your belt buckle turn away from the target, you know, about to this position on the power peel, right? And then as we're working through the drills and the workout movements, we're then cueing that on how to do it. So like if you and I were on the lesson team, me telling, hey, I want to see a little bit more hip rotation during the backswing. Well, we're doing that in the workout. And then to answer your question of what muscle groups or things we're doing, well, rotation, let's say the lower body is what we're going after again. During that time I'm training you to make a better turn during your backswing, I'm also getting your hips more mobile, right? So your hip joints. I'm getting those muscles needed, right? Your glutes, your all of the muscles needed to create that rotation are also firing. And we're also, we use resistance bands to then assist the range of motion. So if you're stiff, I can use the bands to help turn and then therefore increase your flexibility. And then we use the peel and you've got stability built in there. So you can see we're hitting all of these points of performance and we're talking how to do it while also training those muscles needed to do it. So that's what the swing workout of the day really does. And what's unique about it, it takes less than 20 minutes and it's very efficient and fast. And at the end of it, we do a speed round, we call it, where we unhook all the bands. We take the Orange Whip Light Speed, which is a swing trainer that trains, you know, hand speed, kinematic sequence, all that stuff, and we open it up because, again, we have to train our body to move the way we want it to in the golf swing. That's our functional training. And if I want you to move faster, we then go into our speed training, and you're swinging that light speed 20% faster than your driver. And you get, literally, you get done these workouts, you go to the range, you swing your swing, and it's like, man, I've never turned like that before. So that's really how the design is. They're very specific. So
Brian, how do you, when you have a player come to you, how do you prioritize which of those five elements are important, or do you look at all of them at one time?
Yeah, so we focus on a well-rounded program. So we want to make you the most complete golfer possible. So because we're training the golf swing, we've got to make sure that we're still training the things we're even good at. And we say if you don't use it, you could lose it, right? So because you have to perform all the skills during backswing, impact, finish, we're going to train all of them, but we can definitely focus on what we call your flaws or your, right? Everybody knows, hey, I slide and I can't stop, or I pick up in my backswing, I just can't seem to make it go away. So what we use is we have a screening that we call the functional golf swing and body screening, where we break down your swing skills that I mentioned previously during your setup, your backswing, your impact, and your finish. And we check 44 points during your swing, and it doesn't take much time. It takes about 15 minutes. And when we get done, we're able to see where are you weakest in your swing skills. And usually, obviously, that matches your flaw, but we're able to make it very, very specific and say, all right, let's target this as we continue to, you know, maintain or improve other areas. And that's how we do it. We do a screening, and we also, you know, we look at a golf swing on video and all those good things. But we really want to see, is the ball affecting you? Are your fundamentals affecting you? Or is your body just unable, not coordinated, and unable to make that movement? So we can get very specific in, hey, here's your training regime. We're going to work on your swing plane skill because that's your weakest area during the impact foundation. Here's your workout. Here's your swing workout. We want you to do that. And then we're going to swing train. We're going to use the whip and the light speed to also help your swing plane during the impact foundation by making, you know, 30 to 60 swings just with those tools. So you can see how we really create a specific program to really tackle those, you know, the low-hanging fruit there, if that makes sense, as we continue to maintain the other areas that you do perform.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Brian, for your time. You want to improve your golf swing or your golf fitness, check out orangewhipgolf.com. Awesome work you're doing over there, Brian, and really fascinating stuff with how the fitness can help you out and improve your game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.